BBC Listen.
Yama,
Rooting Ayer,
and this is Little Yarns, a podcast where we listen to the sounds of country and share some words in language. Today, we're heading back to Western New South Wales to Wailwan country to visit Aunty Beth at school. She's going to share a word in language that's really important for us mob. It's the Wailwan word for respect.
Yama Rudy, Gulbi Waru. Welcome, kids.
Yum, Aunty Beth.
Hi, Aunty Beth.
Yama Aunty Beth. Hi.
You're just in time. We're about to start the day. Do you have everything you need for class?
Yep. I've got my pencil and my notebook and my very best stickers, so I reckon I'm all set.
My lunch, my water bottle and some perfumes.
My school stuff, my homework.
Oh, we're ready. Well then, everyone, follow me. Let's stop here under the gum tree. This is the classroom for today.
Why are we here?
Where should I sit? Why are we outside?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. So many questions. One question at a time for Aunty Beth, please.
Thanks, Rudy. Sometimes when we have a lot of questions, it's important to take a breath and remember to go slowly, steadily, and quietly. And that's what I want to share with you today. The Wailwan word, balawa. Can you say balawa?
Balawa.
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 Yes, that's right. In Wailwan, balawa means to go slowly, steadily, and quietly.
Oh, I really like that. Like being gentle and calm to show you're paying attention and you really care.
Exactly. And actually, the closest word to balawa in English is the word respect. Showing balawa is really important. It's how we've existed in harmony for a long, long time. Do you want to learn the balawa song?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Okay, now, repeat after me. Balawa is respect. Balawa.
Balawa is respect. Balawa.
Fantastic. And then we repeat it again. Balawa is respect. Balawa.
Balawa is respect. Balawa.
Now we spell it. B-A-L-U-W-A-A.
B-A-L-U-W-A-A.
Balawa is respect. Balawa.
Balawa is respect. Balawa.
Fantastic.
Oh, look out. Sounds like we've got some deadly singers here.
When I think about respect, I think about my elders. And our elders, they carry our knowledge and our stories. But you can show respect for lots of things, like people, animals, and country.
Be respectful for your teacher when they're speaking.
We have to be respectful when we're lining up in the playground.
I think I got respectful of the koalas because they're really scratchy and once I pat one.
When I think about respect, I think about all my Malia who've had a little yarn with us and shared their languages. Helping someone learn is big balawa.
It sure is, and showing balawa means you'll learn a lot more.
What do you love to learn?
I like to learn new Aboriginal dances.
My favourite topic is sport because it's fun.
My favourite dance is the eagle.
That's deadly. Another important person to show balawa to is your friends. Malia is a word for friend. When I was in school, I made a friend called Anna. She was my first non-Aboriginal friend. She's from Greece. None of the other non-Aboriginal kids would come to my house. But this friend was different. We walked to school and walked back together every day, and she came to my house, which showed balawa to me and to my family. Can you guess how long we've been friends for?
20 years.
15 and a half.
More like 47 years.
Whoa.
My mum has lived for that long.
Oh, true.
I love spending time with friends. We love to get together to talk and laugh and sometimes even sing and dance together.
I've been friends with this girl for I'd say about 7 years. I usually just play games with them or talk with them.
Wow, that's lovely.
I've known a boy since I was 4. Play soccer, talk, play AFL.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Hey now, who's that making a big racket in the tree?
That's a crow, or we call him Waru. One time I was sitting with my uncle at the front of his house, and I asked my uncle to tell me about the crow, but he said, "You have to wait." And I didn't understand what he meant. But then, when I next went to visit my uncle, a crow came and sat on the fence. So my uncle decided it was time to tell me about the crow, because the crow had given permission to share his story by sitting on the fence.
So your uncle wanted you to go slowly, steadily and quietly to show Balua to the crow and to your elders.
Exactly. When learning, you have to be patient. You can't always learn things when you want to learn them. When I first started teaching in Wawen, a Gugugara, the kookaburra, came to the first class. He sat nearby and laughed and laughed. As an important totem for this area, the Gugugara was welcoming me there to teach and share the Wawen language. So I shared the story of the kookaburra with the class.
I love that story. It makes me think about how learning doesn't always happen in the classroom. Learning can happen when you're having a cuppa with your elders or just sitting under a tree, listening to the sounds of country.
Before you go, can anyone remember the Balawa song?
Yes!
Yeah!
Okay.
Balawa is respect. Balawa. Balawa is respect. Balawa. B-A-L-U-W-A-A. Balawa is respect. Balawa.
Oh, that is amazing. You've learned a new word today and you've learned a new song to go with it. So that's beautiful. I'm very proud.
Thanks for sharing your stories, words and the Balawa song with us, Aunty Beth.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No worries. I'll see you next time. Galai.
Galai.
Bye, Aunty Beth.
Galai, Aunty Beth.
Bye. It was so nice to sit outside and go slowly, steadily, and quietly. What do those words mean in Welwan again?
Balawa!
Yeah, Balawa means to go slowly, steadily, and quietly in Welwan, which is a good way of showing respect. It's important to show respect to friends, teachers, elders, and to country. I can't wait to go back to Welwan country. I wonder what we'll learn next time. I'll catch you for another little yarn soon. Yalu! This little yarn was recorded on Gadigal, Wiradjuri and Welwan nations, featuring the real sounds of Welwan country. Thanks to our guest, Aunty Beth Wright, and all the Deadly Kids on today's episode. And thanks to Wurrunwidgee Arts for their help finding some sounds of country. For more awesome yarns, go to the Kids tab, free on ABC Listen.